Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons on the Score.
Was up and a base hit to left. Brody will score. Almora on his way, and he's in. What was that about? RBI opportunities. Chris has knocked in a couple.
Yeah.
And it's 3-0.
Take advantage of them when you get them in that leadoff spot.
Believe me, you won't be booing about that in a year.
The McNeil and Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
The highlight from the Marquee Sports Network, which has launched. It's a soft launch. And then that was Tom Ricketts at Cubs convention saying, you're not going to be booing about this in a year. We'll see. They will if it doesn't get on Comcast.
By opening day, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, by opening
by
day.
By opening day, right.
But if they're not on by opening day, you wonder what's going to be the deadline that gets a deal done and how long it could go. And Tom Ricketts will be a very unpopular man at next year's Cubs convention.
Yeah, he may be anyway.
He might be.
Regardless of what happens to Marquee.
If they
win 80 games this year, he's going to be extremely unpopular next year at the Connie.
That is true. This hour on the Score brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their new website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com. Joining us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. He is a sports writer for the Chicago Tribune, covers sports media as well. Phil Rosenthal with us on the McNeil and Parkin Show. Phil, how are you doing today? Thanks for the time.
I'm doing all right. Good to talk to you.
You as well. What did you think? How would you grade Marquee's launch?
In terms of what? People being able to see it?
Yeah, let's start with that, because people finally have a reason to bitch. The product has been launched, and a lot of people now have the reality. Guess what? I don't get it. Now they're really mad, as opposed to thinking about being mad.
Well, it's still spring training. I mean, you have to ask yourself just how much you care about these games. But I think the rollout of the launch probably gets a C+ at best. You'd think at least the companies that said they had the channel would have the channel, and not all of them did for all their customers. Now, some of that may be confusion over which plans you have to have. You can't just be on a basic level. If you're a DirecTV surprise customer, you have to be at a choice level. But, there were just a lot of weird things. I mean, Hulu plus live TV says beginning of the week, and the Cubs are all excited. We got the Marquee. Get to the rollout day and no Marquee, and they don't know exactly when they're going to have it. That's just embarrassing. And that's not really necessarily the Cubs and Sinclair and Marquee's fault, but you would think there would be a little more coordination on the rollout.
In terms of that, like, how did you get a sense that was more user error or Marquee error? Because I'm with you. I think a lot of it was about the tiers.
I have RCN, and I'm supposed to have it. And I spent 45 minutes on the phone with the person at RCN in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, trying to explain to me what it would take to get it and why I didn't have it, and offering to send someone out a day later and all of that. And finally, about an hour or so into the programming day for Marquee, it finally appeared. This is the kind of technical stuff you would think they would do beforehand. And I don't, from what I can tell, I was not alone in that. And that's not user error. That's just a technical thing they hadn't yet worked out. The fact that DirecTV subscribers who should be able to access it on as a stream or on an app using authentication to say, hey, I'm a subscriber, I can get through, that apparatus wasn't in place, although it was for RCN and other companies, that's really hard to explain. So, no, I don't know that it was all user error. I just know that was part of it.
If deals aren't cut by opening day, there's no way the highest percentage of people won't look at the Cubs as the villain in this, is there, Phil?
Yeah, I think that's true. And I'm of the opinion that there's probably a pox on both houses, and that, let's say, Comcast Xfinity doesn't have it on opening day, that they can't come to terms. I think the blame is to be shared, that they couldn't find whatever the middle ground necessary to make that work. On the other hand, the Cubs keep saying, well, they seem to have room to do their own channel, you know, NBC Sports Chicago, in which Comcast is a partner. The problem is, it's not like this is a new condition. It's not like in the year since they've announced that they were going to launch Marquee, or the decade that they said they planned to launch their own channel, that any of these things changed. So the fact that they didn't have an effective strategy, yeah, I think that bounces back to the Cubs. And you know, it may have to do with the order in which they cut their deals. They started with AT&T instead of Comcast. I don't know the problem. But, yeah, I think the Cubs – people will say, you took all the games off, free TV, the few that were still there, and you didn't have this set up. How can you do that to us, the fans? I don't know how you get around that.
Phil Rosenthal covers sports media for the Chicago Tribune. He's our guest. Handicap it. Do you think they'll be on Xfinity on opening day?
Yeah, probably. But, wouldn't surprise me if they didn't. And if you're not on an opening day, I'll be honest with you, April baseball is not necessarily so compelling. You know, it gets interesting as the season goes on. It's something you'll miss in your daily routine. And one thing with baseball as opposed to other sports, baseball is a great radio sport. I don't have to tell you that. You guys carry the games. You know, Pat Hughes does a terrific job. People will get by without having the TV. They'll be upset, but they can get by, and in a way that nobody chooses radio for other sports. That's not the preferred way of doing it. Some people, radio really is the best way to consume baseball because you can do other things.
Phil, unrelated to Marquee, the Cubs, I was thinking about this yesterday afternoon, even though it was so very nice out and people wanted to get outside yesterday. With the Cubs launching on Marquee and all of the dark cloud above that, I thought NBC Sports and the White Sox dropped the ball not airing a couple of games, or at least one game, while Cubs fans are gnashing teeth over that. You know, let's put our team that had the good offseason on the television this weekend.
I completely agree with you, and I'm watching them on now. And why you would debut them on a Monday while everybody – it's like they forgot. Did they think that this was President's Day and people were at home? I don't get it. I would have gone head-to-head, if not with the opening day – of spring training, which would have been rained out and they would have missed it anyway, than with the second day. I probably would have done both. And I think that was a mistake on their part. But, you know, part of it is they also had – they would have ended up, I think, on NBC Chicago – Sports Chicago Plus, because I think there was a hockey game in there somewhere.
Yeah, is broadcasting a spring training game a losing proposition financially for a network? Because I was surprised to only see 6 White Sox games scheduled for NBC Sports Chicago.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't think the sponsors are real keen on it. I think there's expense in equipping these places that aren't necessarily built for Major League Baseball production there. Even Marquee said, you know, we don't have the speed gun for the – you know, for the pitches, we can't give you the framing. Setting that stuff up is sort of a hassle, and that's why you don't see the games on for the most part. I mean, Marquee's going to carry all of them, I think, just to say they do, I think, you know. And let's face it, they don't have that many live games to cover total. So anything you can add is probably a plus over there. But, you know, the radio doesn't cover every game and TV doesn't. And frankly, I'm not sure, you know, what the interest is.
What did you like best about the rollout over the weekend and what was unsatisfying to you as a customer?
Mark Grace was fantastic. He was only on for 3 hours, but he was funny. He was interesting. He had, he sort of brought life to the party. I was very much encouraged by that. Although, you know, I think Marquis gets an awful lot of credit for all these guests they're going to have. They seem to have gotten it's like they're running Uber over there, and these are drivers coming in and out of whether it's Lou Piniella or Gracie or some of these other guys. But I thought that was terrific. On the downside, look, if I never hear Ryan Dempster's Harry Carey imitation again, that would be just fine with me.
I can't believe he hasn't gotten that note yet.
Well, who knows? You know, maybe he's got worse stuff that they're keeping him from doing. I don't know. It's not a good thing. It's not a good impression. It's not really that respectful toward Harry Carey. There's nothing really good about it. And it's certainly not entertaining.
What's disrespectful to Harry about it? I've not picked up on that.
I think it makes him out to be kind of an idiot.
Well, Phil.
I'm just saying. Look, I know Harry. Dan, you remember Harry in his prime, you know, when he was taunting the Cubs, whether it was with the Cardinals or the White Sox, you know, the Cubbies or the Cardinals are coming, tra-la, tra-la, and all that. That was prime Harry. Harry, toward the end, was not at his best. That's probably not the best way to remember him. And certainly the Will Ferrell impression, while very funny, is not, I think, the way – ultimately, it probably will be the way everyone remembers him, but it's not really fair to the body of work.
Phil Rosenthal, covers sports media for the Tribune, is our guest. What are you hearing about extra stuff, new programming for Marquee? Like, what's this thing going to look like in, say, a year?
Well, I think, you know, I don't think they rolled out any differently they're going to be. You know, they've got a they're running some stuff from VSIN, VSIN, the Vegas Sports Information Network. In the mornings, they're going to run that. They're going to have some stuff from Stadium, which is the multi-platform channel. You got these behind-the-scenes show like Cubs 162, which was narrated by Bill Curtis, sort of like a Hard Knocks view of things. It's all very rah-rah, upbeat, Cubs are fantastic, you must love them, don't you, kind of stuff. They did a countdown of the greatest games in Cubs history. There wasn't one before 1970. Almost four of them, I think, were in the last 5 years or 6 years or whatever it was. It's kind of I think what you're going to get is a lot of Cub programming, and then overnight you'll get infomercials, and in the off season you'll get basketball games from Fox Sports Network. Some of their regional sports networks around the country that Sinclair owns. To fill the time. There may be some other stuff, but, it's still the reason you're going to tune into this thing is not for anything really other than the games, I think. I think that's the big deal. Now, does anybody want to watch a one-hour pregame show? I have my doubts. I can't think of a game I need to see an hour pregame show. GN's 15-minute leadoff man was perfectly fine for me. But, We'll see. Especially if those games get really dreary, if, as you say, they have kind of an off season, that 1 hour post game show is going to be really tough to watch. Mm. Kind of like the Bulls post game shows right now.
Actually, they're better than the games.
Yeah, the content is good. What they're talking about is not very good.
Yeah, well, I'm saying I think it's rough. You know, at some point, okay, I get it. They aren't good.
Right.
Thank you for summing that up for me.
As I'm listening to you talk about these old broadcasts they're showing in the absence of ones from the Wayback Machine, I'm wondering if technology precludes them from doing a ton of that, if the decomposition of whatever they have has gotten so bad where they're just not arable, where you're not going to get a Kenny.
I have no doubt that the library isn't as deep as you'd like it to be, that a lot of the stuff they don't have on tape anymore, or if they ever did, that there aren't kinescopes of the really old games. On the other hand, that's the challenge for a show that looks at the history of Cubs baseball, that you would at least think you could put together something looking back on say the 1932 World Series game where Babe Ruth may or may not have had a called shot, or the homer in the Gloman in 38. You know, I mean, actual history associated with the Cubs. And I don't, Ken Burns seemed to do an entire series on baseball going back to, you know, the Civil War without footage. I think that's the challenge, but I don't know that they're making that effort.
Phil, thank you very much for the time. Good stuff.
Thanks, Phil.
Anytime.
Talk
Anytime.
Soon. Bye-bye.
That's Phil Rosenthal, covers sports media for the Chicago Tribune.
Gave it a C+ at the beginning, if I remember right.
Yeah,
for the actual
launch and the rollout and all of that.
That's probably about what I would give of what I saw. The Ernie Banks doc was fine.
Yeah,
as far as Ernie Banks docs go.
The thing is, like when he says, like, who's going to watch some of this stuff? Regional sports networks, they don't draw big ratings. It's not
right.
It's not like a sports talk radio station where you get ratings for the games and then you get ratings for the shows, or like ESPN where, you know, First Take gets ratings, Pardon the Interruption gets ratings, but then Monday Night Football also gets ratings. Like, the stuff that Marquee will be airing at 10 in the morning or 10 o'clock at night when the Cubs play at 1, that's going to get a... What do you think? A one share?
If they're lucky?
I
don't think, like, it'll do well. I think what would be in their best interest, and I couldn't care less, whether we have something. I think that they should be simulcasting some sports radio. I think that would make the most sense from a content standpoint, even though it is not my desire, and it never really has been to be a part of it. It's doable, but it's not something I covet. These coaches' shows, peripheral sports, outdoors programming... I don't suspect they give a damn, though. It's just inventory, right?
Correct. The goal here is that they want to get 100% of their revenue from Cubs games. Like, that's why they're doing this. When they were on NBC Sports Chicago, they had to share that revenue. They didn't own the channel,
right?
The Reinsdorfs owned a percentage of it, and then Comcast owned the channel, and then so they were splitting it up with the other teams that were on that channel, and sometimes they would get pushed to NBC Sports Chicago Plus if another team had priority in the given time slot. So the whole purpose of this is for the Cubs to have a huge revenue generator that they don't have to share with anybody, because in baseball's economic ecosystem, your local media revenue is not a part of revenue sharing.
Right.
Right?
Right, right.
But everything else is. Like, so that's why the revenue generating teams have to cut checks to the teams that are on the receiving end of revenue sharing. But the Dodgers and their $8 billion TV deal, all that money goes to the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Cubs don't get any of that. White Sox don't get any of that.
That's
Reds
right.
don't get any. So, like, that's why they're doing this. Like, we're talking about, I'd love to have this show simulcast or a show simulcast one day. I'm not scared to say it. It's a new TV station. I want to work in this city for 30 years.
Sure.
It's another employer. I'd love to work there. But if I ever work there on a show, they're not going to be pulling 7 shares. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not what that is about. It's about games and then a bunch of auxiliary programming around it to support their game broadcast.
I still think it would do a hell of a lot better in the ratings game versus what's on NBC right now, if that's in fact what's... Yes, I
it
see the bug up in the
would.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It absolutely... Like, listen, local will beat syndicated national that you're just filling time with, obviously, right? And I'm all for it.
The Mike Bray Show!
Yeah, that's not... You want to do as little of that as possible. We're in agreement there. But I'm just saying, like, the Cubs are doing this to get 100% of the revenue from their games. And then what will be interesting is, you know, the Fire, the Chicago Fire, just to use an example recently. They just signed on with WGN. Maybe that would have been something that Marquee was in the bidding for. I have no idea. But what about when the Bears are done with Fox 32? I don't know. I have no idea when their TV contract comes up. But why wouldn't Marquee be in the bidding for Bears programming or anything like that? Like, I think that they will start to gradually, over years and years and years, start to say, all right, can we get second and third tier Big Ten games? Can we get whatever. Like they'll be in the running for that stuff, and they're going to try to build out a television station with properties beyond the Cubs. It'll take a long-ass time, though.
You know, you mentioned to Phil that it's probably – not probably. I think we all suspect that it's a loser financially to run these preseason games. I don't care. The White Sox had an opportunity this weekend. And I'm not going to jump up and down over it. But they lost an opportunity to put their shiny new toy out in front of their fan base. Especially, and I don't know if you can forecast this thing coming, with teeth gnashing over by Cubs fans over them not being able to get their new network. That would have been a perfect time to put your team out there.
Yeah.
I don't care if it loses money. You know, take one for the team.
Well, and listen, you're doing six of the broadcasts.
Six games,
so,
right. Yeah, how about the first weekend? People kind of be curious.
I agree.
I would think.
I think it's a miss. And I'll say, NBC Sports Chicago has been spending a lot of money on stuff. They sent Lawrence to the Super Bowl to do a bunch of podcasts. Like, that's a real investment in their digital podcast space. They're building new studios. They're hiring new people for post-game shows. So, like, they're clearly ready to build out programming and spend money on the three teams that they have. But I'm with you. When James Fox pointed that out on Twitter, and I was shocked. I would have guessed it was closer to 16 spring training games than six. And you could make an argument they should air all of them.
Yeah, you could make that argument,
right?
Even if it's bare bones.
Yeah, just put out the content. Just put out the content because, hey, we are going to be the place for White Sox games. They're not on Fox. They're not on ESPN. They're not getting bumped to Plus. We are airing 161 of the 162 White Sox games. We're your place for White Sox fans. Come to us from spring training till whenever this season ends.
Since you and I have done a show together, Kelly Crowe has left NBC Chicago. That's going to be a loss for baseball fans. I've enjoyed listening to her on The Score over the years, and I thought she was a very nice compliment to Cubs games.
Yeah, I sent her a message. I don't know, or I don't have any insight into this. I wonder if they just felt like they needed to. They got new management. They got a new channel. They're bringing over Len and JD. The cap stayed. Like, I wonder if they just wanted to have some more change, so it didn't feel exactly like the old broadcast, because she did a great job.
Yes, she did.
So I have no idea if it was her choice, whatever, but like. It surprised me when I saw that she ultimately didn't get that job at Marquee. When she stopped doing the NBC Sports Chicago stuff, I figured she was going to be there for the launch. So, I don't know. Atlanta, right? Fox Sports South.
Yep.
So she's basically same job with the Braves. So, all right. Best of luck to Kelly
Crowe. Best of luck, yeah. We hardly knew ye.
They're going to be a better baseball team.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're going to be good.
You know what I mean? So she's got that going for her, I suppose.
Got Thayer's guy, Cole Hamill.
Oh, that's a whole other story.
Is he hurt yet?
I don't think so. God. Cubs pitching.
I think he was, actually.
Is he really?
Training. Yeah, he had a little flare-up, I think. Yeah, early. I don't know if he still has it, but that was like the first thing I heard after he signed that deal.
Got hurt signing the contract?
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of, Danny, while you were away, I know this will be shocking for you to find out, but Brandon Morrow shut down again.
Yeah, I know. I saw that piece of news. But it wasn't his elbow. It was a chest strain, right?
Does it really matter at this point?
All right, over under.
A chest strain?
He's a Bears middle linebacker.
Boy, oh boy, a chest strain.
Will Brandon Morrow throw an inning this year?
Forget that. Will he put his pants on without wincing?
I'm going to go yes.
You say he throws an inning.
I'm going to say he gets at least one inning in the IP category this year. I can't say it sniffs double digits, but I'll say at least one.
I'll bet against it.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on him.
I obviously hope I'm wrong, but there's been nothing about any of these reports. They're like, ooh, he threw on ground. You know what I mean? Like, these are very low bars that they're clearing.
No, you're hearing he's got a chest.
Yeah, so I will be pleasantly surprised and happy to be wrong on that one. Albert Almora hasn't made an out yet this spring. How about that?
Oh, boy. I don't want to be there when he makes his first. God almighty, someone's going to get hit by something.
He's so serious.
I know.
Did you hear
about that? Did Dan and Connor have him next week?
Well, Shep told us in the meeting today that there was a draft between him and Jay of Cubs preferential guests for the two shows because Bernstein, McKnight, and us are going at the same time. Then I asked Jay about it. He said it wasn't really a draft. It was more of a discussion between you two.
Yeah, it wasn't like, oh my goodness, let's sit here and...
Well, it is draft day.
I would just love to know how that draft goes. Like, you get the first pick, he gets second and two. What's the order? What's
That's
the power ranking?
Kind of how I did it was I sent him the list and said, okay, we really want Theo. Made that my clear number one intention.
Good job.
And he said, okay, well, this is who we'd like. Okay, and these are the White Sox we would like is what I went back with. And he said, okay, can we make sure we get these White
I'm
Sox?
I'm sure that was a short conversation.
John Lester would be highest on my list of Cubs players. And I think from the White Sox, highest on my list would probably be James McCann or Lucas Giolito.
Yeah, I mean, Giolito's great every time we talk to him. Kopech's great every time we talk to him.
I'd talk to Dallas Keuchel, too. I'd sit down.
I would definitely like to talk to Dallas Keuchel.
Nomar. Talk to Nomar.
I want to talk to Rick Hahn.
Talk to Rick.
Is he on our list or their list?
He's on the list.
He's on the
he has to. We have to get him on the air somehow list.
Okay.
I think I'm willing to make a bet on that one right now.
Yeah, I am, too.
I have a feeling I know that one, too.
I am, too. But I'm hoping to be wrong, Tanny. Hope springs eternal. It's a new year. Optimism. Machado's doing great in L.A. The White Sox are doing... Everything's fine. San Diego. Whatever.
It's all the same.
Whatever. It's fine. He's in California.
Dad brain. It's live
in
and real.
California.
Dude, dad brain. It's a real thing. I am exhausted. I just looked at the clock.
You want a five-hour energy?
I need
one.
You
gonna need one?
I need something.
Want to try coffee for the first time?
No, I'm not going to do that.
He covered that on television last night. You wonder why he's sleepy today. He's got to do his TV appearance. Mr. Big Shot over here.
You want to get into that? Because Tanny apparently is going to roast
me. Yeah, I can't wait to hear this based on descriptions.
He pitched it as I didn't want to come back to work.
Wait. You guys pitched it in the email today that you wanted to hear it, so I'm selling the good parts of it.
Yeah, so I said I had to talk way too much Blackhawk hockey on the final word, and I was plagiarizing Jay's thoughts that he gave me, and then Sierra went to me one extra time. So you guys will hear that. But then Tanny said today it sounded like I didn't want to come back to work. I don't know what I was doing on TV last night. We'll get into it next time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Score.
Well, the Cubs have already spent their money, and the White Sox seemingly can't convince anyone else to take their money.
Dumbass.
That was a good line a couple of weeks ago on The Final Word. Probably a couple months ago now at this point. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Thursday. They host Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. I ended up being very wrong. White Sox convinced plenty of people to take their money.
Oh, you couldn't have been more wrong.
You're often wrong in The Final Word. In fact, it's a proprietary content of you being on that show.
I own being wrong on that show. I was wrong about Wilder Fury over the week. wrong all the time. Everybody is.
I did not make it to Final Word last night.
It's okay.
The panel included, you mentioned Sierra Santos.
Sierra Santos was hosting, and it was me and Anthony Herron.
Okay.
As the analyst. I liked my sport coat shirt tie combination.
You were happy
with
it?
You should check it out, yeah.
Okay.
I'm improving.
Syracuse orange tie for Danny last night.
That's right. Man. Brand new.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bright orange tie, white shirt, blue blazer. What'd you think, Danny?
I know
you hate watching.
It was Syracuse, so I was like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was nice. It was nice overall. Yeah, it was nice.
Okay, thank you.
You've been doing a good job with your wardrobe selection.
That sounds like a good color combination.
I thought it was good. Yeah. I thought it was pretty sharp. If I do say so myself. But do not think I was very good last night on the Final Word. I will admit that because, God, was I tired. It was my first time back working and just was all jumbled and all over the place. And there was a lot of hockey conversation, Mac. And I mean a lot. Like, two or three back and forths.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I texted Jay.
So what possibly could there have been more than how poorly the team has been playing lately, combined with speculation on what might happen before today's 2 o'clock trade deadline?
Nothing. That's all it was. But it was just, I thought we were done. She came back to me for more. I had already given my thoughts?
Yeah, I'd be relatively shocked if they moved Kane or Taves, but I'd also be relatively shocked if they didn't move Robin Lehner. I don't know why a contender would trust Corey Crawford, given his injury history, to say, like, this is the guy we're going to invest in for a Stanley Cup run with his concussion background. So I would think Robin Lehner and Gustafson are going to be on the move. So if that qualifies as big names, then yeah, they'll be fairly active.
Right. You're right.
You called it.
Boom!
Trading Robin Lehner.
Thank you, Jay Zawoski.
So what are the chances that both those guys, Crawford, Lehner, are here tomorrow?
Just why?
I would say slim.
They're last in the Central Division.
Right.
Why do you need two good goaltenders for a team that's not going to the postseason?
Yeah.
So I still think that they are a competently run franchise. So even if you're selling for 40 cents on the dollar, 40 cents is better than zero.
Yeah.
It feels unlikely.
But I mean, you're going to see some movement with some smaller transactions, I would have to imagine. You can't just go into this last place in the division and not do anything.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think that they will do something. It will not be... They believe that if they make the playoffs, they can win a cup when they still have their core of big names on this team, Kane, Taves, etc. So those guys will be here, but I do think that they will be sellers tomorrow.
How come Anthony was excluded from the conversation?
I think Tanny selectively edited him out a little bit just to...
Because he started jumping in there at the end on one of them. I think it was the second bite.
Anthony's funny to do the show with because he'll give you the... Like he gives sound effects during the highlights of sports that he doesn't know anything about to like be like he's participating with the you have it during
kind
the
of
hockey.
Like, is it a Ron Coomer just to so you're still awake?
Kind of like he did it. He did it during and Anthony's great at TV. So,
I've heard that too.
Yeah, but
I've heard it
during NASCAR last night. She's doing the highlights from the race and they'll show, and they finished under the caution flag and I'll be like.
That's how you do it.
I'm like, all right. I see that trick that you're doing, Andy. Just reminding everyone that you're here.
For the Final Word, I'm Sierra Santos alongside the Score's Danny Parkins and the king of all media.
Oh, this pissed me off.
Anthony Herron.
Howard Stern in the house?
That was no shaft on you, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, yes, it was. Howard Stern's like my media hero, and Anthony Herron gets that? That's tough.
You're welcome.
Are you okay with that title?
I'll accept it for tonight, yeah.
What was the best thing you guys saw this weekend? Any game in particular?
Oh, no.
Oh, you're going to ask me about games?
I should have said KU-Baylor. That was a good game, and I watched almost all of it, but I didn't watch much.
Bulls hung on and won last night, got themselves a big lead, did not relinquish it.
They sure did.
You could have said that.
I wasn't expecting the question.
Oh, no.
TV's all scripted, and then she ad-libbed a question for me off the top, and I was like, oh, no, I didn't see anything good this weekend.
How was your camera presence? Are you still looking around a little bit? Did you watch the air check?
I haven't watched this one back. No, I've been busy. But no, I
shifty eyes.
I'm getting better, but I'm still not Scott Van Pelt. You know what I mean? My presence is still lacking on so on. And some people are critiquing my tying of the tie.
Big knot.
I was going for the big knot. I go for the big knot now because
it's because you can't do a little one, right?
Yeah, well, like,
and I can't either. I'm just asking.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. The beginning, it didn't look like it was just a straight line, and then there was no distinction to it. So I feel like the big knot is a better look for my – I got a big head. I got an abnormally shaped head. I got a couple of chins. Like, I feel like I need size. I can't have a small tie knot. That'll just exacerbate and highlight the oblong nature, the Shrek-like nature of my dome. So I want
– I think you're kind of critical on your personal appearance.
I mean, thank you. Maybe I am. Maybe trying to be self-deprecating a little bit.
Tying a tie based on the shape of your head.
That's a TV thing. Yeah, go for the big knot.
Did you talk to your boy about this?
No, he
looks sharp on TV.
He looks very sharp on TV. More distinctive, though, right? Is a big tie knot as opposed to a little tie knot?
I don't know. I'll have to look. I did not record last night, unfortunately.
Okay.
I need to put that on season record.
Oh, I thought you had it on season. I thought you were supporting
too.
The cause.
I know. I thought I did, too. It was not there this morning when I looked.
Yeah. And I got to be honest. I faked it till I made it there. That hockey take, not nearly as bad as I thought.
Oh, and you nailed it.
All right, my dudes, here's the plug. What you guys got going on this week?
I'm back to work. I'm off paternity leave and dad duty. So 2-6 on the score if I stay awake for it.
For me, 6 to 9 a.m., SiriusXM's Big Ten this morning, channel 372.
We need to buy you a nap.
Yes, we do that.
By all means.
Maybe a massage?
Yeah.
Bring it. I've never drank coffee. It's like just not my thing.
Okay, never mind.
I think I might start.
A Starbucks gift card is better.
I hadn't drank coffee before I had a kid either. Just wait.
That's it, guys.
It's all happening, Tanny. You think that sounds like I don't want
to
be here?
You guys had 20 seconds left to kill, huh?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. That's exactly right. I was at the stand-up at the end of the show, the full outfit. Yeah. Still don't know what to do with my hands during that.
Yeah,
I went behind my back yesterday.
Sierra is waiting for her cue, like, that'll do it, like we get every day at around 5:52.
That'll do it.
That's exactly right. Everyone's got an opinion on how to dress when they're on TV without being on TV on the text line. Go with the big knot. Go with the small knot. Go with the suit. Go with the blazer. Go with the white shirt. Go look here. I don't know.
You can't go wrong with a white shirt, ever.
You can't. I agree.
As far as your hands, you ever see what Francesa does when he's taking a picture?
Yes.
He does, like, he's holding a baseball bat thing.
Yes, he's got a weird, like, hand thing that he does in every single picture that is of Mike Frances on
is
the
that
internet.
Right?
It's a really odd internet phenomenon.
I did not mention this in the meeting, but do you have any Francesa treats from recent days today, Tanny? I'll have to talk with you off the air about this. Yeah,
what happened?
I don't want to say it to you. I want it to be a surprise to you. Yeah.
Okay.
I heard it driving today. I was driving a long way today, and I heard a lot of the scores broadcast day, and Bernstein and McKnight laid a little pope on their audience today, and it's precious.
Oh, the Tyson Fury stuff?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to find it.
No.
Mac finding Francesa takes or content before Tanny and I. That is, it must be good.
He's on the ground floor or something.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I like
first
that.
To arrive at the scene.
Michael Jordan gave a heartfelt eulogy for Kobe Bryant. You will hear it coming up at 4:00. But I'm ready for this Mac movie review. I've been looking forward to this for weeks. You saw the new Harrison Ford pick.
I sure did. The Call of the Wild started Friday night, and Patrick and I, part two of many happy patrons, Saturday afternoon.
I cannot wait for the review next on the score.
How do you feel about an adventure beyond all maps?
We could go. You and I.
No one's ever been before.
Harrison Ford cashing a big check.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something about the Call of the Wild. Those of you who are dads and have kids anywhere between, 4 and 12, take them to see the Call of the Wild.
Wow, the full-throated endorsement from Dan McNeil.
It's the best children's movie I've seen in years. And I know it's CGI dog. I realize Buck is not really a dog. I suspect
I meant
Buck.
That's when I met Buck. And boy, Buck's worth meeting.
So this isn't Buck like the live-action Lion King where you thought that maybe that was a real lion?
Yeah. Yes, boy, they can sure do wonders with that photography and nature these days, can't they?
You're like, how did they train these animals so well?
I thought, you know, I mean, what children's stories aren't really corny? And I know the movie has been getting shredded by the critics. I think 61%. On Rotten Tomatoes, liked it only. That's not a very high percentage. But what I was expecting silliness. I got it. I'm okay with that. It's a children's story. It's beautifully shot, even though it's fudged. That's okay with me. And Buck the dog is an absolutely, he's a super dog. He's a dog like no other. Omar would be lucky to get to know Buck the super dog.
I would love to introduce them.
And he would be
CGI's
he,
problem.
He would protect your dog immediately upon vetting him. And
really?
Yeah, if he clears everything. This is a dog who can hunt. He can open doors. He can clean. He can do shopping. He convinced his master, Harrison Ford, to stop drinking. This is a super dog. This is a dog like no other. This is quite the dog. Yeah,
I'm glad you're enjoying this.
He is tremendous. Yeah.
Wow.
Underwater, swimming, below ice. Just an amazing, amazing dog.
Did you feel things?
I liked the movie. I thought it was a great movie. It was a great kids movie.
There you go.
Anyway, it's a great film. It really is.
It's just a kids movie. I don't know why so many people. I guess the critics are just barbecue. It's not for you, maybe. Well, try to be 8 years old for an hour and 48 minutes.
Is it rated G?
I think it is.
Okay.
It should be if it's not.
All right, I was just curious because, I mean, it's based on a book.
Yes, it is.
It wasn't a children's book, right? It was a novel?
Right, right. I think the movie has been done before. Right, and there aren't necessarily kids in it.
So that's what I was wondering. I was wondering if...
Yeah, it's a story about a man, and it would remind them of their grandpa, maybe, who drank too much.
But so not a date movie. You wouldn't think two adults would go together and enjoy it?
Nah, I don't know. If you like younger, immature stories, it's...
All right, I'm just curious. I thought have no it was real
okay.
interest.
I thought it was okay.
All right.
More better than okay. I
More
thought it
better
was,
than okay.
It was not. It was terrific for kids' movies. Yeah. I qualify it.
I'm looking forward to taking my daughter to see it. She loves Disney movies, princess movies, and stories about recovering from alcoholism. So it's right up her alley.
It's very on brand.
47% approval rating on Metacritic, 61% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.9 out of 10 on IMDb. Yeah, the critics not too happy. That's all right. I don't really need the critics to sign off on it. It was a fun adventure. It's an hour and 40 minutes, by the way, not an hour and 49. An hour and 40 minutes, and it's fun.
Did you like it more or less than Parasite?
I enjoyed it more. Yeah. I enjoyed it more.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it more than I enjoyed Parasite.
But you're not going to say better film.
No, I'm not going to say better film, nor would I submit. And someone asked, so is this Oscar territory for Harrison Ford? Someone asked me. I don't remember if it was Twitter or Facebook. And I said, oh, God, no. God, no. It's not Oscar territory.
Nothing that comes out right now is Oscar territory, right?
It's just not often. Very rarely does a movie get released at this point in the calendar, and I don't know if Rocket Man would have received the nomination had it been released a lot later than it was, but I had totally forgotten leading up to the Oscars that Rocket Man would have been eligible for
that
the
it was
Oscars.
This year.
Yeah, it was this past year.
Yeah.
They put something out in March. People tend to forget about you.
The Ben Affleck movie where he's the alcoholic basketball coach, have you seen the trailer for it? It's coming out.
I have, yes.
Yeah, that looks like the type of thing that would be an Oscar, but that's not going
to
be an
Ben Affleck's newest trip to a 12-step meeting where he'll discover a guy who's discovered an Eskimo.
I read the interview with him in the New York Times, and he was saying like he was attracted to the project because he felt like it would be therapeutic for him and his alcoholism.
Is he not drinking right now? Do you know?
Yeah, he's not.
He's not drinking
right now,
okay.
But he's relapsed multiple times, been in and out of rehab multiple times.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was. He said it was therapeutic for him to get into that character.
Drink less. Win more. The Beanie-less bandwagon.
All right.
Mab.
Your son's too young for the Call of the Wild. Shep's daughter, too young for the Call of the Wild. Tanny's Tanny's daughter.
My son doesn't really lock in on objects.
She's going to enjoy the hell
out of
it.
That's a hard pass for her, I think. Just, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. If there's no princesses in it, I don't think she's going to have any interest in it.
Oh, she don't love dogs?
And no other kid characters to relate to? Yeah.
No.
She hates dogs, actually.
Oh, no. That's terrible. All right.
This might change her opinion on dogs altogether.
I hope not. Yeah. I'm fine with being a non-dog house.
I am, too. I have no particular fondness for canine life. None.
God, what's wrong with you, too?
It's a great movie. It really is. It's a feel-good movie. It's
How many times do you think
movie.
You'll see it?
If he wants to go to the show, Patrick, being he, one more time, I'd take him again to see it. You know, you go to the first show, it's $6 to hit a matinee, and I'm a Stubbs card member, so I may be due for one of those for free real soon, too.
Wow.
What do you mean, Stubbs people?
Cutting the line.
Yeah, it's very
We're
smug.
We're not cutting in line. We pay for that line. We pay an upcharge every year, I think $20 for an annual membership.
Yeah, but you should have your own line.
Right.
There should be segregation at the movie theater.
Okay,
I
don't disagree with that, but I don't make the rules. You guys should become Stubbs people. You get your money back in two visits to the movies.
To a month?
If you go to the movies twice, you will get your annual membership back in value.
Oh, really?
Because everything is discounted for you. You get the medium popcorn upgraded to large, price of a medium. The large drink. Upgraded from medium, price of a medium.
Yeah, but if everyone becomes a Stubbs person, then that becomes the line. And then there's less people in the non-Stubbs people line.
Ooh, that's a good point by you.
Yeah, I just like to sneak in food. So
oh, yeah.
Just sneak
that's
in.
That's how they make their money at the show, you know, the concessions.
Well,
that's the only way they make their money.
I'll be okay.
I have to.
Come on.
After this, and it's, you know, I haven't had sugar hardly in 10 days, and it's crushing my spirit. It really is.
Has it been
you
tough?
You know how hard it is to walk past the milk duds at the movies for me this past Saturday and say, you're not from, oh, my God.
Don't worry. The king cake is pretty much gone over there, so you don't have to worry about that tempting you any longer.
Oh, boy. There's a donut looking at me right out the street. Poochie. Nothing like that. Nothing. No. Can't.
Have you found a replacement snack?
No. Oh, well, yes, yeah, snacks, but not sweets. Nothing's replaced the sweets yet. Everything's garbage. All that sugar-free stuff, and all it does is make you get the green apple quick steps, and you hear your stomach rumble for an hour.
But you're down 6 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it worth it?
That's the deck chair off of Titanic, as they say.
This segment sponsored by Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunch Bars. So coming up, Michael Jordan, like you normally don't hear him. You know, you hear him in the first place, and then emotion and being a human being. We'll experience it all together next on The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.